So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
All right, how's it going, everybody? This is Inspired by the Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs. This is podcast number 3. The subject what we're chatting about today is grind in silence. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, right? And when I mean grind in silence, I don't mean you can't tell others about your goals and stuff like that. Now, you don't need to tell everybody. But when I say grind in silence, what I'm really talking about is don't create a false perception. You know what that false perception is mainly created at? On social media. Yeah, I'm calling out every single person that's on social media that's putting out the perception like you're grinding. It's putting out the perception like you're this, what people like to use, serial entrepreneur, because Gary Vaynerchuk says he's a serial entrepreneur, or whatever his name is. He says he's a serial entrepreneur. You're not on that level yet. I'm not on that level yet. So I don't even create that same perception. Right? Now, I grinded in silence for 2 years. Right? I still grind in a little bit of silence, but as you see, you know, I got a podcast going on. Right now, I just kind of want to spread the knowledge and everything that I got, right? Not of a bragging rights type deal, but just like, you know, I'm still on my journey. I haven't even got started yet. I still feel like I'm a startup because I still have that grind, that hustle in me. It may be 10 years later, dude, and I still got that same hustle in me like I'm a startup. But grind in silence, man. The first thing is, when I'm talking about grinding in silence, you ever see somebody on Instagram talking about how to, you know, get money or entrepreneur life, blah, 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 blah. Look, man. When you grind in silence, not many people know exactly what you're doing. They know you got something going on, but not many people know exactly what you're doing. And if they do know what you're doing, they don't know how successful you are or aren't. First off, it's going to protect you from being, you know, frustrated or somebody trying to talk about you. You know, you can set yourself up for failure. But what I mean by grinding in silence is, you know, if you want to put something out there, dude, document everything now. Document, document, document. Now, I know a lot of people, you know, you can do YouTube, you can do podcasts or anything like that, but document your struggles. So when you come back to them, you can show people like, hey, while y'all thought nothing much was going on, this is what was really taking place. Right? When you start to put everything out there, like, you're already at that point to where you want to be at, then you start to create a false sense of reality even for yourself. Don't put yourself in that situation. When you're on Instagram and you're on a, you know, when you're on a vacation and you're posting images that, you know, I'm in California on a beach and it doesn't have anything to do with entrepreneurship. It's just, you know, you took a little vacation or something like that with friends or family. Come on, man. Don't do that. If you want to document anything, be real. People like realness. People like authenticity. Film about, you know, document about, hey, you know, I'm grinding today. This is what I'm doing. I got to get these sales. I didn't get a sale last month. Pressure's on. I got to get this sale. Because people can relate to that, right? But don't create this false sense of, it's just this false perception. Because like I said, when you create a false sense, a false perception, you begin to think it's reality yourself, and then you start to live out that false perception, right? Then your drive for success is going to shift from passion to posting. Instead of the passion and the vision that I have to get where I want to be, and I'm writing this stuff down, and I'm reading, and I'm reading my goals, and I'm continuing to learn, because that's how I'm going to get closer to my vision. Instead, I'm posting and I'm allowing likes and comments and stuff like that to be my drive and my drive for success. Or here's the thing, you know, what about when you don't get the likes that you want? What about when you don't get the comments that you want? Now you're all dependent on somebody else for your success instead of your own vision, instead of the passion that was burning into you in the first place, instead of the passion that, you know, gave you the drive and a fire to leave the job that you were at to start your own business, or to, you know, to walk away from the 9-to-5 that you had to go after the, you know, the vision that you have. When you begin to put out this false sense, this false perception, it becomes a reality. And you're gonna hear me repeat that a lot throughout this whole podcast, because I want it to really touch you. I want it to make you feel some kind of way. Quit creating this false perception, because it's gonna turn into, you're gonna make it turn into reality, and you're gonna begin to live it out. Right? The most interesting thing that you hear me mention Gary Vaynerchuk a lot. And the reason I like him a lot is it has nothing to do with his success. I mean, he is successful, but his hustle. And he doesn't talk about all of this stuff he has now. He mentions it, but he really talks about his hustle and all the things he did in the past leading up to it, because everybody sees it right now. One of the most interesting things that I heard him say is he said something like he wishes he would have filmed himself when he was like a nobody, when he's stocking wine in his dad's liquor store, so people can see all the boring stuff. Because that's what really put him in the position that he's in right now. The grind and everything, all the hustle that he put in now. But people don't see that. And people don't like to put that out. But the thing is, what I'm telling you is, others are going to connect more. Because there's more people that are hustling from the bottom right now to get up to another level than it is people that are already on that level. There's a bigger percentage at the bottom that are trying to grind their ways to the top, right? I'm trying to grind my way to the top. If I had success, yeah, I've had success. I've moved up in different levels, but you're going to hear me talk more about the failures and the things that I'm doing now to grind to get to my goals, as opposed to, hey, I built this, you know, business making X amount of figures, 6 figures, 7 figures, or whatever it may be. And we got these clients, we got those clients. Forget all of that. I want you to hear the stuff that's going to really help you. Not to where you can, I don't want you to vision, you know, different things that people put out. Don't vision a Lamborghini. Stuff like that's going to fade away, man. The vision that you have for success, keep it, document it, but let your passion push it, not your posting push it. Don't create this false perception, because you're going to start to live out that reality, right? It's all part of enjoying the journey. I mean, when you got that vision, dude, when I had a speaking engagement at Capital Factory, I was talking about entrepreneurship. And one of the last questions someone asked me, he said, you know, what's the hardest part, or, you know, what's the easy part of entrepreneurship? Which I pretty much told him, I can't really say what's the easy part, but I told him, I said, what's easy for me, or what helped things be easier, is throughout the entire journey and during the past and right now, what kept me pushing and kept me going was my vision. The vision is what kept me moving forward. As I said, you know, on the last podcast, you know, that you heard, if you heard it, you know, the hustle that I had was based on my vision. I hustled till I got noticed, but I mean, it was based on my vision. That's what kept pushing me. I wasn't posting and getting excited off of likes and comments and all of that stuff right there. That wasn't part of my vision. That wasn't part of my goal, right? I wasn't doing it, especially when I hadn't even reached my goal yet. Likes and comments didn't allow me to, you know, hustle the way I wanted to. It was my vision. The passion that I had made me hustle. The more I hustled, the more I seen that vision. The more that vision became more clear and clear. Even at times when I thought that, you know, thought to myself, is this even worth it? I don't care who you are, doubts pop in your mind. The difference is, you know, are you going to dwell on those thoughts, or are you going to, you know, block them out? Or even if they're in your mind, are you just going to hustle your way through them? right? It's like when someone's working out and they say, you know, they feel pain. Work your way through it. It's going to burn, right? Pain is only temporary. Same thing. Same thing. As you're going through the struggle, as you're going through your journey, you know, the pain is only temporary. And you keep pushing and pushing and pushing because you got that passion inside of you. And the passion that you have inside of you is going to bring out that vision. The more you hustle, that vision is going to get more clear and more clear and more clear. Right. Even when I played, when I was playing football, you know, I mentioned before I was a nobody, but the vision that I had to be a pro football player is what kept pushing me, what made me hustle and call 23 NFL, contact 23 NFL teams, even though I was tired. What made me put myself out there, what made me, you know, have a 3-month-old and barely got any sleep because he was staying up and because he wanted to pop up at night and I was having to rock him back to sleep, you know, putting him to sleep, but still get up and wake up when the alarm clock went off and went and work out so I can stay in shape, right? I'm a boxer, as I mentioned before, you know, I box now. Go figure, I started boxing at like 27, 28 years old. I'm 30 now, and so I just got into boxing. But, you know, I competed in Golden Gloves in 2016, last year. And I had this vision of knocking out my opponent, even how I would do it, right? I had this vision of, you know, me working hard, me getting my hand raised. I had this vision. Let me tell you, I had this vision before of what I would do if I get knocked down. I thought to myself, like, if somebody knocks me down, rather they knock me out or they hit me and I just end up falling down, like, how am I going to react? And I used to think about it, like, what am I going to do? Not in a negative way, like, you know, it was putting me down or something, but I thought to myself what I would do. And I kid you not, that next week when I sparred, it was only like a couple weeks before Golden Gloves. And we went to spar at a gym, never been to before. Sparta guy never sparred. And the first round, you know, we were going at it and he hit me and I lost my foot and didn't like knock me out or anything. And I fell straight down. And literally without thinking, I popped right back up and hit him in his mouth. Literally without thinking, I popped right back up and hit him in his mouth. And I swear to you, I visioned that. I thought to myself that whole time, that week prior to, like, if I ever get knocked down, I'm going to pop right back up and get right back in front of that face. And we were sparring. It's not like it was a ref in a ring. I got hit. I fell down. I stood up and jabbed and hit him right in his mouth. And we kept going right back at it. Right? A vision. You're going to be amazed about what this vision, you know, this vision can do. But I did the same thing, man. I thought to myself when I was before Golden Gloves, you know, me having a hard fight, somebody hitting me and me being able to bounce back and work my way and not just, you know, out-heart somebody, but outsmart somebody. And the last fight that I had, it was crazy. On my way to the fight, I was driving my wife's SUV and I had a flat tire like 3 miles before I got to the arena and had to change the flat tire. My coach and teammates were texting me like, hey, where you were at? And I was like, dude, I'm changing the tire. I had my tire blew out. I got in, hurry up, got my stuff on, got warmed up, you know, and fought. I was already drained from, luckily, my two fights prior to, if you know anything about Golden Gloves, you have to fight pretty much, you know, three fights, and then you may have to fight three in a row. So I fought like 2 days in a row, had a day off, and didn't have to fight again. I knocked the first two guys out. I actually visioned knocking them out. Knocked them out in the first round. Ref called it in the second round. So as my coach would put it, you want to go home early. He would tell me that, like, after the first round, you want to go home early? I say, yeah. He was like, go out there and knock him out. So I knocked him out. Then my championship fight was tough. I mean, guy was shorter than me. He had this little overhand right hook that just, like, he got me good with it a few times. But I literally visioned a hard fight at some point during Golden Gloves and me being able to battle my way through it. All the circumstances prior to, they didn't matter. I had that vision, right? I had my hand raised and I won at the end. I had that vision. I had that vision of them putting a jacket on me at the end, right? I had that vision. Same thing for my business. I had the vision of where I wanted my company to be at, where I wanted to go. You know, I went from a one-man team to a team of about 2 to 3, to a team of 11, to a team of six, then a team of 11. You know, we got about 50, we have like 15 people on our core team right now. I always say team, I don't like to say staff. But on our team, dude, I had this vision. Like, I thought about these things. I still think about these things. I think about where I want my company to go. You know, our company, ATX Web Designs, is based in Austin area. And I think about how I just want to, you know, I want our company to take over the area. I want it to be so well known, not just as a web design company, but just well known, period. When someone mentions the name, they know about it, regardless if it's from social media or anything else. Like, I keep these visions, right? Now, I know I got on the subject of vision, but it all goes back to the same thing. I grind in silence. I put things out there, but I grind in silence. And what I mean by grinding in silence, it doesn't mean that I don't tell people what I have going on. You know, I tell select people, or I don't put it out there at times, but it means that I'm not filled in, man. I'm not juiced up from what, you know, the response I get from others when I do put it out there, or when I do tell somebody about it. I grind in silence, because when it gets noticed, it's going to get noticed. And a reason that, you know, I put things out there, but the reason that I don't do it too much is to keep myself grounded and rooted. When, you know, now we do it a lot more just because it's more of a brand thing, not of a bragging thing. But I don't create this false perception. I don't create this false sense of reality, because I'll start to live that out, right? I'm not Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm not flying out everywhere and doing all these different things. Would I like to get on that level? Well, I would say what I like to. I am going to get on that level, be a little different than him, just because, you know, his hustle is different than mine, but at the same time, it's still a big hustle. But I mean, man, I just grind. I put my head down and I dig. I dig, I dig, I dig, and I push. I don't put it out on social media to get the likes, to get the comments, to be my fuel. I let that vision, first off, I let that passion fuel me, and I let my hustle get me closer to my vision. And the more and more I can see it, right? Every single day, I have the vision. Every single day. That's what keeps my hustle going, right? So it's like, think about it like this, right? So let me break it down for some of y'all, because, you know, I know a lot of people are going to be like, nothing's wrong with posting it, blah, 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 blah. And it's not my point. Let me give it to you. When I'm talking about, you know, when you put things out there, be real about it, be upfront, be authentic about it. This is what I mean, right? I love baked goods, right? I used to have a honey bun addiction. I still do. You know, once you have an addiction, you always got one. I'm gonna get off topic real quick. I had a honey bun addiction, and I used to be so addicted to honey buns, right? If you're from Texas, you know about Texas style honey buns. I used to be so addicted to honey buns. I used to have like 2 of them every single day. And my trainer at the time, that's when I was training for football, he was like, you eating too many honey buns. He was like, on the outside, you can't tell. I said, but he was like, on the inside, if you stop eating them, your performance would be a lot better. I was like, all right, cool. So I just stopped eating them, period, right? Man, 3-4 days later, with no honey bun, I woke up in the middle of the night in my apartment. I had my apartment by myself. I woke up in the middle of the night. My entire bed was soaking wet, and I had like cold sweats. I'm thinking to myself, man, did I piss on myself? I'm like, what's going on? I'm rubbing myself. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I go to the bathroom and look at the mirror. I'm dripping in sweat. It's like 3-4 in the morning. I'm like, Lord, am I dying? I'm about to call 911, but I feel all right. You know, so I change my sheets. I actually take a shower. A cold shower. I'm like, man, what's going on? So anyways, long story short, man, I had withdrawals. It's crazy, right? I was consuming so much sugar. But let me get back to my point. I'm talking about baked goods. I loved honey buns, but I like, you know, brownies and all that stuff. But check this out. When somebody's making anything with baked goods, you know, somebody makes a cake, that final product, if they know what they're doing, tastes extremely good. But if you divide it up, all the ingredients that goes into it is not too tasty, right? When you put it all together, it's good, but alone, it doesn't taste good, right? If you eat flour by itself, it's not going to taste good. Sugar good in Kool-Aid, but if you put a mouthful of sugar, it's going to be real nasty, right? Vanilla extract, you take a shot of that stuff, you're probably going to be throwing up somewhere. It's nasty by itself, or whatever else that you put in it. Before the finished product is not good, right? But each one of these make up the finished product. That's what keeps you drooling. It's the same thing with entrepreneurship. The long nights are whack. No sleep, lack of sleep, man, it's not fun at all. Trust me, I know. You know, nervous you might not close a deal because that's what's going to feed your family or that's what's going to help you pay bills. That is a horrible feeling. Trust me, I've had a lot of those, you know, especially my first year. Just nervous. I don't know if I'm going to get this deal or not. I don't know what's going to happen, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm praying. I'm scared. I'm hustling like I don't know what. Man, all of these things are just like, these are all ingredients, right? High expectations only to get shot down. And that stuff sucks. But all of these are ingredients. Having to figure it out, that's hell within itself. Just having to figure out this whole entrepreneurship thing. Having to figure out how to market accordingly. All this stuff, man. These are individual ingredients that tie into entrepreneurship. You know, and building a business and having success. But, you know, when you mix all this stuff up together, put it in a big bowl and you keep mixing and mixing and mixing and mixing and mixing. It's like if you ever made brownies, like, you know, every now and then we'll buy the brownies from Walgreens or H-E-B. You know about H-E-B if you're from Texas. You put the brownie in there. Everything's clumpy. You put all the ingredients. But when you start mixing it all up, it starts to smooth out. All the ingredients of entrepreneurship. You put that hard work in, you put the long nights in, you put the struggle in, you put the journey in, and you mix it up and mix it up and mix it up. You're not telling the world about it. You're telling them about it, but you're talking about all the ingredients that you're putting up. The lack of sleep. You're talking about how, man, hope I get this deal this week. Didn't hit one last month, then hit my quota, I had high expectations last month or last week. I didn't get it. You put all these ingredients in, you mix it up. This one, your vision comes to life. This one, things start to smooth out, right? Just like them cookies, the brownies, the cake. When you mix all of these ingredients up, you get a finished product and it tastes good. That's the exact same thing with entrepreneurship, man. It's the exact same thing when you grind. So when I'm talking about grinding in silence, what I'm talking about is quit creating a false perception, because it's going to make you act out that false perception and it's going to turn into a false reality. And it's going to take you away from your vision and the ingredients that you need to have success. You're not going to have all the ingredients. You may have the hard work, but you're not going to have the lack of sleep. Now, I love the information that, what's her name? The Huffington lady, Arianna Huffington. She talks about sleep and lack of sleep, and she's very right. You know, you need your rest. But realistically, at some point, you're going to have to lose sleep. You have to figure out how to balance it out later on. But the lack of sleep, you know, if you only have hard work, but you don't have the ingredient of figuring things out, then you're not going to get the finished product that you want. You know, vice versa. If you can figure things out, but you don't have the hard work, you can mix up one or the other all by itself, but you're not going to get the finished product that you want. So what I mean by grinding in silence is putting your head down, man, and just hustling. Don't look for likes and comments to fuel your fire. don't try to do it because it seems like everybody else is doing it and it's creating this false perception, this false sense of reality. Because I promise you, you're going to start to live this stuff out. Arianna Huffington, that's what it is. But yeah, don't live out this false perception. And as everyone knows, when you're living all of this stuff out, most everything is lived out on social media, right? You can be whoever the hell you want on social media. Well, guess what? At some point in time, things will always come to light. I'm going to tell you how the struggle is before I tell you how much success I have, because I'm still grinding to put in the success. While I might put out things more now, it's to help others, not to say how much I have done. More of it's going to be how much I have not done. But I'm going to try to help many as people as I can with the information I put out. But I continue to grind in silence, because the more you grind, that light is just going to overpower the darkness itself, man. So grind in silence. Quit creating this false perception, especially on social media, because you're going to start to live out this false reality. This is Daniel Griggs, owner of ATX Web Designs, based in Austin, Texas. You can visit our website, atxwebdesigns.com. If you want to keep up with me even more, you can visit my personal blog, danielogriggs.com. Podcast number 3. Okay, keep grinding in silence. Keep going. Thanks for tuning in.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O. Griggs.